Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3 on a Friday morning. Very, very, very cold. So when it's cold, I always think about what could I eat that would warm me up and make me feel very full.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not a bowl of cereal on a morning like this. Not some orange juice. I ended up stopping and getting biscuits and gravy and some sides this morning. Filled me up, made me warm. But you know what else would have been great? Big, big stack of pancakes.
Oh, yes.
So I made pancakes the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I like to have breakfast for dinner.
Me too.
So we had bacon, we had pancakes, and we had some eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw this morning. I will be making this very, very soon. TikTok sheet pan pancakes.
So you just make the batter and you just pour it in a sheet pan?
To make it, you make a bunch of pancake batter by following the directions on the box, just like you normally would.
Uh-huh.
You pour the mixture into an aluminum foil lined baking sheet pan, like a cookie sheet. Add your preferred toppings like bananas, strawberries.
And you could have multiple.
Chocolate chips. You could indeed. You bake this at 425 degrees for 15 minutes or until it rises and gets a little bit of gold on top. Then you simply cut it into squares like brownies and serve them. You can eat them in your hand or you can put them on a plate like you normally would.
That is so smart.
This looks like I was so against baking bacon. Like I had a hard stance on it for a long time. And finally my wife was like, can you just try it? That's the only way I make bacon now.
Yeah.
I have fried it for years. And like I was a skillet guy. I was going to die on that hill. Nope. I bake my bacon on a cookie sheet and it is perfectly crisp. I never burn it. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I may be making sheet pan pancakes. Or I think we just call them cookie sheet pancakes.
That sounds so good. What if you like made your bacon in the cookie sheet
and crumbled it on top?
Or you pour the like drain the grease from the bacon, but then just pour your pancake batter over it and then put it back
in. So there's just a little bacon film in the bottom of it.
Well, the bacon also. Like have the bacon there, pour the batter over it, and then you've got pancakes with bacon in it.
Mm.
That sounds good.
Man, I just got very, very, very excited. Thank you for that idea.
Well, thank you for the pancake idea.
I believe there's going to be some experimentation happening at my house very, very soon.